For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and peaky. Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. You got Moose, Breezy, and intern Joe, and we're just...
That was weak.
Yeah.
I know.
No, that's not.
That wasn't it.
Okay.
All right.
People wake up for this. What are you doing?
No.
All right. What? Well, let's just, tomorrow's a new
let's
day, I guess.
Something like that never happened.
All right. Where's our friends at?
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from SOTUS checking in. My vibes are great. My first granddaughter, Tegan, was born at 1 this morning.
Wow.
Have a great day, you guys. Sorry, it was hard reading that because she has like 1,700 kids. So the fact that she said first granddaughter, but she has Romeo, so he's a boy. So
Tegan was born at 1 a.m. Let's do it.
It's your birthday. Go Tegan.
You're one day. You're a couple hours old. Yeah.
You're five
no,
hours
you're
old.
5 hours old. I'm never
five hours.
Math, so
five
there's
hours.
That.
Right.
Love.
Yeah, congratulations, Amy.
Love that for you. Katie's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good this morning. And today is my Friday. Love that for you.
We do love that for you. I felt like it was Breezy's Friday last night because she was getting after it. I witnessed it.
So
Breezy
had
a huge pajama party with our friends at Unwind
in
the city last night.
Mm-hmm.
And me Moose. And my buddy crashed.
Literally crashed.
It was just 50 women in pajamas.
Girls only. Oh. Moose comes waltzing like... in the back, and everyone's like, why is a man here? I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
I was like, I got to go check this out. I have to see what the fuss was about. And I walk in there, and everyone's just in their PJs eating popcorn, drinking wine.
It was a dream, truly.
That's just a regular Wednesday night, right?
I know, but the fact that it was out in the world is crazy.
Oh, by the way, intern Joe is here. Good morning, Joe.
Morning.
We missed you, buddy.
We did.
Yeah. We feel like you're an extension of us. You didn't miss us, though, did you?
I did, actually. I literally, when I texted you guys on Monday, I was like, I can't. I feel bad doing this. I don't want to text in and say, hey, I can't show up. But
no, hey, listen.
To be honest, I, for whatever sick reason, I thought it was a bit. And I thought Joe was going to like surprise us and be like, gotcha.
Yeah, I thought he was going to bring in a cake. I thought there was going to be a cake. But we are coming up. I don't know. Did you listen on the way in?
No.
He's like, no, I don't listen to your station.
Oh, you did. Oh, you didn't listen to the show you're on the way in. Okay, so,
thank you so much.
Here's what's happening at 9:10. We know you took a mental health day, but we just wanted to do a check-in at 9:10 to figure out what you did on your time off. Because we're all about mental health on this show. We just want to know
if your mental health is thriving.
Yeah.
After said mental health day, and what? For those people who've maybe never taken a mental health day, what does it consist of so they have a blueprint moving forward?
Because the whole point in doing it is to come back refreshed.
Period.
You know what I mean? You got to get your mind right.
Yeah.
That's why we like to do the vibe check, because we're getting a check up from the neck up.
Right. Yeah. One more thing. Last night, you showed up with your best friend, Dwight, and he was wearing a vest, and it was lighting up. And I literally go, oh, my God, are you wearing a heart monitor? He's like, no, it's a heated vest. Thank you so much.
Just blinking red. She thought it was a heart monitor.
I literally thought it was a heart monitor. I was like, oh, my God, what's happening?
He's like, it's 32 out, just trying to stay warm.
Yep. This vest costs more than your car. I'm like, perfect.
Let's get to our vibes real quick. I have somewhat of a splitting headache this morning, but we're going to push
too.
Through. We're going to push through.
That sherbet wine really got the best of me.
Sherbet wine.
The sherbet Moscato was crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't stay long.
No, me too.
Joe, what are the vibes, buddy?
Vibes are pretty good this morning.
Good.
Last night, Big Red came over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hold on a second.
Yeah.
Chill out, Moose. Chill out. She surprised me.
That show you're on.
With what?
She brought groceries so that we could make dinner.
Oh.
Yesterday and today.
We love an Instacart driver. Okay.
She brought steaks.
Oh, she's a keeper, dude.
Oh yeah.
I cooked them.
I'm gonna send you guys photos of the steak that I made for myself.
Mm.
She just wanted you to cook for her.
No, basically, I think she got
I love doing that.
Offended last week. You called her cheap on the air.
No, yeah, she was like,
she had to rebuttal.
She's like, bring you over a tomahawk steak.
She had to rebuttal. Dude, I respect
That's amazing.
That's awesome. See what happens when you date an older woman? They take care of you. They do. They take care of you.
Is she older?
Yeah.
She's like a year older than
She's
me.
Like 6 months older than him. I love it. Oh, good.
We're glad you guys are here with us this morning. Thanks for all the good vibes. Okay, we have to get to a couple of people were being very naughty yesterday when they held up a Family Dollar on Lyle Ave with a gun.
$30 in the register.
It's that.
That's 6 months worth of sales.
No, they do well.
No, they do.
They do well. I'll tell you the police chase that took place. It's just a lot.
It is a
lot. Keep your head on a swivel, people. Big story of the day is coming up next.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Not great news, but it's important to keep your head on a swivel and keep you informed at all times. Speaking of head on a swivel, this is dangerous at the Family Dollar on Lyle Ave. Yesterday, it was robbed at gunpoint. Police found the vehicle, tried to pull the car over, the suspect drove away, initiating a police chase. Then what happened? Well, the suspect's car then sideswiped another vehicle, causing the car to hit the curb, blowing out all the passenger side tires. After all four people in the car tried to run away, they were caught, taken into custody. There were no injuries to the suspects, yet a 31-year-old woman and three men, 38, 48, and 52. All of this for a couple of bucks?
What?
I mean, come on. How much money can you possibly be taking from the Family Dollar? Right?
It's like a dollar, no?
What?
Isn't everything at the dollar, well, Family Dollar, a dollar?
Not always.
No, it's like another Dollar General. It's just...
You could find a beautiful...
Sorry, I only shop at Dollar Trees. So.
Yeah, well, it's similar. Like, you can find a nice portrait that's framed for, like, $6.
Except, right. honestly, the Dollar Tree's, I have a gripe with the Dollar Tree because everything's $1.25 now, not a dollar. So it should be a $1.25 tree.
All the tariffs.
I know.
I mean, how much money do you think they have stored in that register that you need to rob it at gunpoint?
$30.
Four people? I mean, I don't know their backstory, but I guess when you're hard up for cash, you take desperate measures.
Each walk away with $10.
Like, what are you possibly taking? The driver who was sideswiped was a 46-year-old man, and he complained of upper body pain, but he refused medical treatment at the scene. He's like, nah, it's going to cost me $30,000. Screw it.
Yeah.
This is an ongoing investigation. Charges will be determined. I wish I was there when it happened. I feel like I would have done something. You know?
You probably wouldn't have at all. You probably would have held the door for them. Have a great day.
Open the register for him.
Here. See you.
See you next week.
I think there's more in the safe. Hold on one second.
Wait, guys, you forgot something. There's more money back here.
It took four people to rob a Family Dollar. Four. You had a getaway driver? I mean, this isn't J.P. Morgan Chase. What are we doing? Come on, guys. Coming up on the show, our girl Breezy has no idea how to use email. And the question we're asking is, how many of you guys struggle as well to send an email?
No, you guys.
Or open an email?
No, I'm breaking down hives. No, I can't do it. It's too much. And honestly, like, professionally, I'm tanking because of it. So
that is so true. We're going to talk about this coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Intern Joe. Welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Email etiquette is super important, especially when you start a new job. You have to be able to know how to communicate with your coworkers, your colleagues, your manager. And one person in my life that struggles with this is Breezy.
Guilty as charged.
I don't understand
why. Guys, it's horrible. Yeah. It's always been horrible. Obviously, everyone knows I'm illiterate. I can't read nor write. But
that's not true. You've written some beautifully handwritten letters. One that got us to San Diego. So I don't want to hear it.
I know. That is true. But no, I mean, like, punctuation, spelling, you know, proofreading, they're not my friends. So when it comes to emails and sending them out, receiving them, I'm like sheer panic because it's not like a text where you can like hit the edit button and resend it. You really got to like know what's going on. The thing about emails that kill me is like they feel so foreign to me for whatever reason. And they feel so professional and so formal. And I'm so not that. You know what I mean? I'm kind of just like, hey, girl. Me on email. Hey, girl.
Hey, girly. With a, like 20 exclamation points.
Like, I always send smileys. I'm like, is this okay? Like, is this the vibe? You know? But what's been happening recently, and I don't know if anybody else struggles with this or if they feel similarly, but I have been on many an email chain, which I don't even know it's a chain.
It's a thread.
There's a CC, there's a BCC, there's a DCC. Like, what does any of that even mean?
She throws her phone down yesterday after we get done with the show. She's like, I don't know what CC is. I'm like, what? She goes, what does this mean? I go, how long have you been using email? Will you CC somebody on something?
What does that mean?
It basically,
like, I know they're there, but like, why aren't they just on? Why aren't they just on the original?
So if you CC like me on an email, it's not, I'm part of the email, but it's not directed towards me. You see what I'm saying? Okay. If you BCC somebody, they're not gonna. How does that work, Joe?
It's a blind carbon copy.
It's a blind carbon copy. So basically, everybody else on that thread is not gonna see that you sent it to them.
Yeah.
It's like it's private.
What?
So if you send
the point of that?
Well,
so you can create like a paper, not a paper log, but you can create a log of, hey, this is what I sent.
So they can't see that you're, wait, who can't see? The BCC can't?
The BCC is something,
it's
like, I'm saying these things, but also secretly recording what I'm saying on it.
Basically,
that's weird. I don't like that.
To dumb it down, it's basically like, how do I explain this? It's a feature. So it's going to allow you to send a copy.
No, I know it's a feature.
Of an email to multiple recipients, right? but their email addresses are hidden from everyone else in the email.
Why is that? I just don't get why that's even a feature. But anyways, so what's been happening is this. I've been on these BCCs, DCCs, CCCs, and when I go to reply, I like don't hit, I just hit the reply button. I don't always hit reply all. Because I don't know who's on it.
Yeah, but you want to use that feature if you want them involved in the email. But you want to keep them informed without directly involving them in the conversation. You know what I mean? So if you want like our boss to know what's going on, you can BCC him if it's just you and I and our engineer talking. You know what I'm saying? So you can keep him in the loop without letting everybody know that he's part of the email.
I hate this.
It's not that hard.
Not the spy in my email.
Does any
Harriet the spy?
Does anybody else struggle with email etiquette?
I don't get it. I just like it's this and like credit cards. I just don't understand anything about them. I don't like the CC, the BCC. So, okay, full transparency. I'm hosting the Lilac Festival this year. And I am on this thread that I was talking to all of these people.
Yeah.
And I hit reply, but I didn't hit reply all. Mm-hmm. And the person who's like in charge of making sure everyone's ducks in a row flipped out and was like, why am I not on this email chain? I'm like, I think that was my bad.
Yeah.
I think I screwed up.
You got to reply all, Breeze.
Yeah.
I'm the type of person
I'm
where
sweating.
If I am in an email thread, I just sit there and I proofread and I make sure that, okay, this sounds coherent. Or they can understand what I'm writing. I have to constantly feel like I'm double checking. And sometimes it's a lot of pressure. You know what I mean? Because when I started my new job and I was working for Zoom a couple of years back, this is a lot of anxiety for me. I've never done this job. I don't know anybody. I don't know how to do the job. So I spent most of my time proofreading my emails before I sent them out.
That tracks.
I didn't want to sound stupid.
No. So same type of thing. When I must have been part-time here at the time. I was doing traffic, and there was an assistant job that opened up upstairs that I really wanted because I was like, this is my way to get full-time, to be an assistant for RGM. And she emailed me, and I emailed her back because I was so excited. And I didn't like proofread anything. And then I went back and I was like, how do I delete? How do I unsend this? So I sent her like four emails with the same thing.
Oh.
I didn't get the job.
So. No, of course you did not.
But it all worked out. It's the burnt toast theory.
Yes, it is.
Something better was on my way.
I want to hear from a couple of our listeners texting in right now. And one says, yes, I was just thinking this. It's cringe and embarrassing because I'm so terrible at sending emails. We have a listener that says, emails make me so anxious, it usually takes me like an hour to just write a few sentences.
And like the etiquette behind it also of like, are we using font? Like, are we using a bigger font? Like, can I make it purple? Like, I don't have a good signature like at the bottom. I used to. I don't know where it went. I also have two emails. I have a work email and a personal email. And why do I get like 20 emails a day? And only like one of them are actually one I have to respond to, and it gets buried. It's just a lot of pressure. I don't like it here.
Okay, that's very dramatic. But there are some people, and I don't know how many of you guys have ever made the mistake of replying all to an email when you should have just sent it back to one person when you're talking crap about people in the company.
That's what I'm saying. This happened.
This happened to a project manager I was working with in my last place. Instead of just replying to me in the email, he was talking crap about our manager. And he goes, why does this idiot constantly feel the need to have a Zoom call every 5 minutes of the day? It's a complete waste of all of our time.
That's really bad.
He didn't send it to me. He sent it to the whole group. Everybody saw it. And I was like, that's really...
I wish you could like unsend an email.
You can. You have about 15 seconds.
Really?
There's a box at the bottom left-hand corner.
See, I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah. She snoozed her email until Saturday somehow yesterday.
Yeah, I literally like, I was like having this very important conversation with this woman who I need to know what we're chatting about by tonight. And it says this email snoozed until Saturday morning, 8 a.m. So I was like, did she snooze me? Oh my God, you guys, it's too much. And if anybody else struggles with this, You are not alone. Okay, Joe, clearly. Are you on Gmail right now? So like, okay, why is this yellow? Some of them are yellow with an arrow. Some of them are not yellow. Why is that a thing?
Why don't you just take a course? You know, because we can't figure it all out right now for you. It's just not possible.
Conversation marked not as important, but I never marked it as important.
No, so there's marked as important.
Joe, you don't have
marked as unimportant.
Who's doing that?
You.
I didn't do that. Got the New York Times telling me that their email's important. That's not important to me. I don't care about gentle parenting.
And not to mention, Gmail is probably one of the most friendly user emails you could possibly have. Can you imagine if she was on AOL or Yahoo?
Ooh.
Game over.
Rough. My first email ever was Yahoo, BreezySoccerGirly22@yahoo.com. That's still active if you want to shoot me an email over there.
I think we're good. I think we're all good.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a quick break. Thank you. It's so relatable. We appreciate it. What is the craziest engagement story you have? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Some people like to half-ass their engagement. You know, not put a lot of thought into it. Kind of like my buddy from high school who was waiting on one knee in front of the bathroom door for his girlfriend to come out. I kid you not. She was going potty. That marriage lasted 10 months.
Yeah.
Some people like to do it in front of crowds of people, like sporting events or Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Others like to do it over FaceTime. Let's get to our listener, Samantha, on the phone this morning, who says her sister's engagement story is somewhat hard to beat. Hi, good morning, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Moose and Breezy.
Hi. Okay, let me buckle in for this one. Tell us exactly what's happening with your sister.
Yeah, so thanks for having me on the show. I love you guys together, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So when it comes to crazy engagement stories, my younger sister has apparently been talking to a guy and nobody in the family was aware of it. And she's really, really shy. And so when my mom and I found out she had a boyfriend, we were just floored, not for any other reason than she's not good at keeping secrets.
Yeah. And is she your younger sister?
Yeah, she's 2 years younger. And apparently they'd been together for a year and nobody knew about it.
Oh. Yeah, that's a long time. But why the secret, though?
Well, I don't really know. So my dad, of course, told my sister to invite him out to dinner and we can all meet him. And she said, that's not possible. And we said, well, why is that not possible? And she says, because he lives in Bangladesh.
What?
He lives in Bangladesh.
Right?
Oh, that's quaint.
It's not great.
Right?
How did they meet, though? I have a lot of questions. So they've been dating for a whole year while he's in Bangladesh. Tell us the story how they met.
Hang on to your seats. I hope you're sitting down. So weird. It's not typically how we do things in our family. We're very close. We're like get together over red sauce and talk too much over each other. We're loud.
Yeah.
And my parents are a lot more on the traditional side, but my sister and this guy met on Chit Chat. Do you know that?
Chit Chat?
I've never heard of it.
Okay, it's a website where you can talk. It's a website where you can talk to strangers.
Okay, that's where they met.
Yeah, so they have been, air quotes, dating for the last year. So the other weekend, he had a big announcement where the whole family got together.
Yeah.
My family in a room and his parents in a room in Bangladesh, which was already a stretch for dad and mom.
Yeah, I mean, what's the time difference for that?
A lot.
Yeah, right?
A lot. Like, it was dinner, but it was not for us. And I don't know, really, honestly, his parents looked a little bit freaked out, too. Like, these nice Bangladeshi parents. And he proposed to my sister over FaceTime.
What the hell?
It was so earnest, but it was so horrifying at the same time. And my sister was so happy.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, she just got engaged, but she got engaged over FaceTime.
Right. And so now they're getting married, but they have never met in person.
They've never actually met in person.
No, he doesn't know what this man smells like.
That is so bizarre. I mean, you know, congrats to your sister and you having a future brother-in-law, but what are the odds that this actually works out?
Right. I mean, I feel like it could be a scam. And my dad is beside himself, but he says she's 31, and what am I supposed to do? And what is he supposed to do? And I just can't help. I know, I'm sorry, I'm getting like so high-pitched talking about this, but I just can't help but feel like this is a really, really bad idea. And I don't know what to do. I don't.
What are you going to do, Samantha? There's nothing you can do. She's a grown woman. She made her decision. Could it be a scam? I don't know. I mean, did your dad or your mom or anyone in the family have an opportunity to talk to him and get to know him?
No, because we were all there together, and we've never gotten to speak to him alone.
You said hi. You got an idea of who he is and stuff like that.
Sure, a little bit, but he's very focused on my sister. He also seems to be quite shy. It's
match made in heaven.
Wow, this is weird. I'm not.
And I don't know where they're going to live, or even if they're going to live in the same country.
So they've been. I guess you can call it dating. They've been pen pals for a year. He lives in Bangladesh. Your sister lives here in Rochester, and he proposes the other weekend over FaceTime. After talking for a year, and your sister seemed genuinely excited and happy about it, so she said yes. How do you marry someone you've never met in person?
I mean, it's every reality show ever.
No, but people have AI girlfriends and boyfriends, so I mean, it's not less crazy than anything else that's happening. But it's my sister, and I love her so much, and part of me wants to say, don't you want to like your husband once before meeting him, and don't you want to know if he like smells good to you? Because you should marry someone who smells delicious to you. I personally feel and
yeah, the smell is definitely important, though. I will say that
I'm a pheromonal person, you know, like
yeah. Because if the dude constantly reeks of BO, that's a problem.
Well, you know, some people are off-putting. Like you know, some people you meet and you're just like, nope, can't stand that. That's not going to work.
Not going to do that.
I don't know. I think your engagement story really. It's going to be hard to beat, be quite
this
honest.
Is crazy.
It's like you want to shake your sister and tell her to wake up. You know what I mean? But you can't.
I do a little bit. It's just she's never actually had a relationship before, and I know how much that hurts.
Right.
So she doesn't have a lot to compare it to.
Yeah, and I think she just wanted to have somebody so badly that she has overlooked the fact that this is actually not really a relationship.
Where do you think they would get married? Here or there?
Maybe in the ocean? I don't know.
I want to go to Bangladesh.
Help me figure out how to stop the wedding. I know
that's above our pay grade. Well, Samantha, incredible story. Best of luck to your sister. And, of course, congratulations on your new brother-in-law.
Stop. Okay. You're not invited anymore.
That's okay. All right.
We're not coming anyways.
All right, well, good luck, Samantha. I appreciate you calling up on the show this morning.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, have the best day. Okay, a part of me feels like this could be a potential
scam.
But I don't know. What do I know? You know what I mean? I feel bad for her, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's something out of a movie, I'm telling you.
Hopefully.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this? Hello, PXY. I see Tommy's on hold. Hi, Tommy, you there?
Hey, Moose, Breezy, how are you?
How are you, Tommy? What's up, buddy?
Oh, hey,
Tommy.
Man, how's it going?
Well, you know, love is in the air, and obviously with that, I'm feeling it, and I have a great story of true love being found in the strangest of ways.
Go for it.
Spill your guts.
Well, of course, if anyone needs any introduction, it's Tommy B., the Golden Bachelor, 6 feet tall, 600 credit score, cryptocurrency enthusiast. So I went on a date with this really, really nice girl back in Los Angeles, and we had a great time. But, you know, I could tell something was a little off with her, and, you know, at the end of the night, we were saying goodbye, and she's like, well, I have to let you know, I'm going to Colombia on a vacation.
Okay.
For 3 weeks, and I said, okay, no problem. Have a great time, and we'll reconnect when you get back. Well, we didn't reconnect when we got back because she brought back her fiancé from the vacation as a souvenir for me, I guess.
She's like, I got you something while I was away.
And I have to say, I was really excited about that date. It went really well. And ironically, years later, we did end up dating again. Like 5 years later, she had divorced this guy. They had a baby, and we ended up dating again. And it didn't work out that time, which makes me wonder if maybe we're not meant to be.
Maybe.
Or Tommy, you give it one more go. Third time is a charm.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah, that didn't bother you the first go around. You were just like, let me go ahead and stick this one out and see if there's actually some magic in the air.
Well, you know, you got to buy the dip, Moose. We've learned that recently. You know, you got to wait for the stocks to tumble, and then you get your return on investment.
Yeah, right. That is true.
Okay, right. Plus a kid.
Plus a kid and another, you having a husband, too.
Plus a bonus child, yeah. Yes.
Right. Thanks for the story, man. We love you.
All right, love you guys, too. See you later.
All right, bye.
He goes, you know, I'm still looking for her.
For whatever reason, Samantha's story, this reminded me of how bizarre this wedding was. So my best friend's brother-in-law gets married, okay? They had this beautiful wedding in Buffalo, 300 people there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the bride and groom come down with COVID.
Ooh.
They, serious COVID. So what they did was they still dressed up. He put his tux on, she put her wedding gown on, and then they had cardboard cutouts of them at the wedding with an iPad for their face.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, and they did it. They made the news, too. But everybody still went to the wedding.
Were you there?
No.
Oh.
Everybody still went to the wedding. I saw the photos and videos. And it was them in their living room via FaceTime at their own wedding. Can you imagine?
The dumbest thing I've ever
heard. I was like, I'm still going to my wedding.
I would risk it for the biscuit. If you're not comfortable, don't come to my wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break, guys. Thanks for the text on this one. It's Peaks White Mornings.
There's so many things in this city that should be celebrated, but the landmarks that really just enrich our city, they're creeping up there when it comes to how long they've been here, what they're celebrating. And that's what's happening with the Little Theater. They're celebrating their 95th anniversary, which is amazing.
That's incredible.
There's a big party happening at the end of the month, and you are invited to celebrate 95 years of the Little Theater in Rochester. If you're not familiar with the Little Theater, I'm not sure why, but it's like obviously a pretty old standing movie theater right in the heart of downtown on East Ave. And they do a lot of like indie films, films that not a lot of them are going to like the Regal and the AMC of it all. I just went there last weekend to just get popcorn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they do have walked in. Killer popcorn.
I need popcorn.
Their cafe in the back is awesome,
mm-hmm.
too.
The anniversary celebration is happening Tuesday, April 29th at the Strathallen. Very excited. Everyone is invited. They're going to try and use the evening of reflection, celebration, and looking towards the future of how they can improve the Little after 95 years of serving Rochester.
So they're going to be throwing a party for it, but it's not going to be at the Little?
It's going to be at the Strath down the street. And the proceeds from the event will directly support the operational needs of the Little Theater.
It's a legendary theater. We are lucky to have it here in Rochester. First movie I ever saw, 2004, Napoleon Dynamite, right at the Little. Classic.
I hope the money that they're getting, they put new seats in. I do think they should get new seats.
If you look back to photos, like I remember when we were spending time at Rock Cinema,
mm-hmm.
if you look at photos from when these theaters opened 100 years ago, all the seats were just like folding chairs or wickered chairs.
You're like on the ground. You're on a blanket.
It's like, wow, this is comfortable to see here for 2 hours.
No.
Coming up on the show, what's in the box? We're going to play a little game using the mystery box. I brought an item into work this morning, if that's what you want to call it, that is currently going to be put in our mystery box. And Breezy's going to place her hand inside the box and try and guess what it is.
I brought something for you, too.
Only using her hand. I hope she's had her tetanus shot in the last 10 years. What's in the mystery box? It's coming up next on PXY Mornings. What's in the mystery box? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is a game I used to play with my brothers growing up.
I'm scared.
Here's what's happening in the studio right now. We have a beautiful box that our engineer Dylan kindly made for us. And one side of the box is cut open so I can see what's in it. So can intern Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That side will be facing us. The top of the box has a hole in it for Breezy to stick her hand into to feel the item that I brought in this morning.
I told you nothing dead or alive.
She's going to examine the context of this object and try and guess what it is. Now, under any circumstance, are we allowed to tell Breezy what's inside the mystery box? but I'm almost 50% positive that what's inside can't hurt her. I'm pretty sure.
50?
I think.
Not a cobra being in there.
Do you happen to have any questions or concerns? Talk through this because I'm about to take my item. It's in the mini fridge. I'm going to grab
the mini fridge?
Yeah. It's got to stay cold.
All right, here we go. Let me go ahead and grab this really quick.
Wait, what? No. Okay, first of all, I said the only way that I would be doing this.
I didn't realize it was going to smell.
Stop. If this is something that's alive or dead, I'm going to be really pissed.
Now, Breezy, I need you to turn around. I'm going to have intern Joe carry the box over there. Now,
I also brought something for you.
We might not have time, so go ahead.
Oh, perfect.
Place this in front of Breezy. Place that in front of Breezy.
And then...
go ahead. I have the camera set up in the studio, so this is going to be going on our social at 98 Peaks by Rochester. Hi, Moose and Breezy.
Turn around.
All right, Joe, move it over a little here. All right? And then turn it. There we go. Perfect. Okay, now, Breezy, I need you to close your eyes. Close your eyes, Breeze. Okay, and then we're going to go ahead, and when I say go, Joe, you want to come over here and just direct her? When I say go, you're going to slowly... place your hand in the box. You're going to try and guess what item is actually in the PXY Morning Mystery Box when I say go.
Okay.
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 All right, slowly.
The hand is going down. The hand is in the hole. I'm really nervous. No, I don't. I honestly.
Careful, though.
Stop.
Be careful.
Stop. Wait. Okay.
Lower. Wait. Actually, pick it up because I don't want that to hurt her. Okay, you're going
to
take your hand out real quick. Take your hand out. Breeze, take your hand out. Flip. Yeah.
Hurt me.
Flip that up. Just put it upright. Yeah, you're going to put it upright. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm not feeling... What is that? What is that?
It looks...
It's okay.
I don't... Why is it furry? Why is it fuzzy? Wait.
Can't take it out. You gotta guess what you think that might be.
Wait, is this Mr. Aquarius?
Is this your teddy bear?
You mean this Mr. Aquarius I'm holding up right here?
Oh, not that one.
Why is it wet? No, why is it slimy?
Take a guess at what you think could be in that mystery box.
Not
for
me fondling this furry ball.
If you get it on the first try, we're going to hook you up with a $50 gift card to Giant's Restaurants.
Wait, I know exactly what this is. You soaked my mic thing in water? In booze? What is it? It's wet. It's furry. There's a hole in it. My hand is in a hole.
Take a guess. Go ahead. Take a guess.
It is.
It's soaked in White Claw.
You ruined my mic cover! Dylan's going to be pissed. He literally made this box just for you to ruin something that he bought.
Not too bad, though. But I want people listening to know that this is what overthinking sounds like.
It's literally slimy. It's disgusting.
Tell people what it is.
So there was a new rule implemented in our place of work that you have to have a mic cover, and obviously I don't follow any of the rules, so I took mine off, and I haven't used it. And then Moose took it and soaked it in White Claw and put it in this box.
What I wanted to do, the goal was to make it feel like a wet rat. That was the goal.
It kind of did.
It definitely did. I was like, why is it slimy and furry? Wait, I'm obsessed. Can I do mine?
You do it real quick. Yeah, you have something you want me to
try for the... you have to turn around.
All right, go ahead. Joe, go ahead. So this is...
this is an item. Actually, it's edible. So turn around.
Okay.
So this is an item that I acquired recently, and it's edible, and you are going to have to try... and it's safe, obviously, but you're going to have to try it, and you're going to have to figure out what exactly you're eating and what flavor you taste. You know me. Flavor girl.
We weren't supposed to put anything in our mouths for this segment.
Changing the rules halfway through. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to love it. Joseph, take this over to my friend. And there are three different flavors. No, I'm obsessed. Okay, it's all over me. Damn it. Okay. You want to hold it for him or?
Yeah, how do we look? How do we look?
Oh. You look amazing. Move the mic over just a little bit.
Okay,
hold it up just a little more, Joseph.
All right, you want me to put my hand in here?
Yep.
Okay.
Put your hand in there and you're going to taste this. And you're going to tell me what you taste because it's edible.
First, what is it, Moose? What is it?
Am I pulling it out of the box?
Guess what it is first, and then you can pull it out.
Cotton candy.
It's okay. Cotton candy.
Okay.
So what is the flavor that you taste?
It's good. It tastes very good.
What does it taste like? What is your senses saying right now?
Tobacco? Is it tobacco?
Tobacco.
Crazy.
No.
All right, so it's all cotton candy.
It's all cotton candy, but they're all different flavors. So, no, it's not tobacco. Do you want to take another crack at it?
Orange.
Banana cream pie, but so close.
Love banana cream pie.
Okay.
All right, the second one.
Go to the middle one.
This one's all white.
Yep.
That one tastes a little like crack cocaine. I'm not going to lie.
One more guess.
Cherry blossom?
Bacon flavored?
That's bacon?
Yeah.
No, that's not bacon. Trust me, I know bacon. I put it on everything. All right, last one. This one is green. This one's my favorite.
Oh, good.
This one I actually like.
Okay, one more.
I dropped it. This one is...
Yeah.
Sprite?
It's pickle flavored.
This is pickle
flavored? Yes!
I'm not going to lie, you guys. This tastes actually delicious.
No, there's like 40 different flavors to choose from. I'm like, give me the weirdest one. She's like, okay, bacon, pickle, and banana pudding.
So let me get this straight. The mystery box, which we talked about and discussed, is something you have to put your hand into.
And she said, you know what? It's got to be something that Moose is going to eat.
Right. I'm changing the rules mid-bit.
I don't understand. So, I mean, that's actually pretty cool, though. I do like the cotton
candy. I know.
Isn't
that crazy?
All right, we're going to do another episode of the Mystery Box coming up on Monday with intern Joe.
Okay.
And this time, I'm actually thinking...
Shout out to Falanga's Cotton Candy for hooking us up.
Yeah, thank you guys for the hookup. And if anyone finds any roadkill this weekend, we're at 70 Commercial Street. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 55 for the high today. And yes, plenty of sun. Does anyone feel guilty for not having a college fund set up for their child? I don't know how a lot of my friends are able to do it,
right.
To be quite honest.
I mean,
I don't know too many
economy?
Of my I don't know too many of my friends whose parents set aside a college fund for them growing up. I mean, it's always best to start early, but not everyone has the means to do so.
Yeah. And we talked about on the past and on the show is like, if someone's coming and you don't want to get like useless plastic toys that you're just going to throw away or break in like 2 weeks, set up the college fund for their birthday or whatever big event they have, communion.
Yeah, set up that 529 plan. Would love to get some help on this one today, though. The number is 585-252-9800. Chrissy from Irondequoit is asking if other parents feel guilty not having a college fund set in place for their child. I don't think she has anything to stress about because her kid is six. But take a listen to the original message. Good morning, Moose and Breeze. Looking forward to see what other people have done regarding college funds for their kids. Our son just turned six. We also have an eight-month-old baby. And lately, I've been feeling really down about not having any kind of college account for him. Daycare was so expensive. Now we've started over with that, and it's even more than we were paying for him as a baby. The mortgage is almost 40% of our pay. We definitely thought 3 years ago when we bought the house that we're in that we would be able to refinance, but it's not looking like that's going to be in the cards anytime soon. There has just been so many things that have crushed all the money we have saved. But on top of that, we had to put in a new roof. There were medical bills for injuries and illnesses. Our mattress broke. Oh, what are you guys doing? Washing machine broke. It just had me feeling defeated.
The washing machine broke from all the sheets they were changing.
Right. And I feel bad we don't have this for him. I know we still can. This just wasn't the way I thought it would be by the time he was six. Is anyone else in the same boat? My husband and I are in. Okay, that came in from our girl,
There's
Chrissy.
So many people listening right now that are in the same boat that she is. Life happens. These finances come up unexpectedly that you can't just not get a new roof. You know what I
Correct.
Mean? Like, that's not something that you can be like, not a necessity.
You need a new mattress. You need a new washing machine. Right. These are things you use on the daily.
100.
But considering the fact that your kid is only six, and I've been, not for college, I don't know if I had a college fund or not. I know if the money was there growing up, I probably took it out and used it for my first vehicle. Mm. However, I went to MCC, you know, that's, didn't go to university, but even if you put like 10 bucks a week out of your check, it's something and it will accumulate.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how much depending on the plan you invest in, but something is better than nothing because the kid's six. When's he going to college?
Yeah.
12 years?
12 years. I mean, there's a lot that you can do in 12 years. And, you know, letting others know about the fact that you have this in place will be helpful for grandparents, for aunts, for uncles to contribute if they want to contribute in place of, in lieu of a gift or something like that.
Yeah, we have Angela texting in that says, I have two kids and I just set aside a reoccurring $50 a week for each of them. And that comes right out of my paycheck. Something is better than nothing. And over time, you forget it's even being taken out. It's kind of like how our 401ks act, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to see it. It goes into a separate account. But after a while, you just get used to the fact that it's no longer there.
And looking up plans that are going to also acquire interest is great, too. Because just by you putting it away as early as you are, I mean, it can go up astronomically in 12 years. But money needs to be somewhere for a long time in order to acquire interest for them to just like have, you're just making money by putting money away, which
is
great.
It, what's it really growing in a savings account over time?
Right, exactly.
1.5%? I mean, it's really useless if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this? Nigel says, my suggestion is to worry about retirement first. Because times are a lot harder than when our parents were trying to save for college for us. If you need to put 10 bucks a week away, start with that. But retirement should absolutely be your first priority.
Mm.
Yeah, because you got to think, you do have to think about retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, do we all here have a Roth IRA?
I don't.
I have a 401k.
Yeah, I know. But the Roth, like if you have like a retirement account, that's really what you're using to retire is like an IRA.
I'm sure my dad has it set up somewhere. Yes.
Yeah, you're talking about a financial advisor here. There's no way you don't have one.
Yeah.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I don't know many people in real life who actually had college funds set aside from their parents. We weren't dirt poor, but far from privileged. I don't resent my mom at all for it. She gave us a happy childhood. We all had our needs met. But she didn't have that kind of money for college savings for three kids. It's a lot. It's a lot. I do remember as a kid for like you're 7, 8 years old, you get a bond.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this?
The bonds were crazy. I
just wanted a proton pack.
I literally, I think it was like 2 years ago, I like cashed in all my bonds and I got like a couple thousand dollars. And my dad's like, yeah, just take it. I don't know.
Yeah. Here's some CDs.
I always like lose the piece of paper. I'm like, I don't know.
So for those just tuning in right now, Chrissy from Ronicoy wrote us. She's got a six-year-old son. She's felt super guilty that she does not have a college fund set in place for her kid yet. But how many people are in the same boat? We have one woman that says, good morning, guys. This message is for that mom. Years back, I set up a 529. That I budgeted, I think $40 a month to go into. Every little bit helps. So if you have $5, $10, whatever, go ahead, set one up. Even if it just ends helping with books, that's still something. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah. As a college student, the books are.
What do you pay for?
Way too expensive.
Way too expensive. I always have been, always freaking
I had two books that I had to buy this semester. One of them, I was able to get for like $4. So that one I was like, that's a wash. But my other book, I had to spend like $200
on. That's insane.
And it was one book that I mean, I have to read it every single time.
When you bring it back, you're going to get like $40.
2005, college student at MCC. I spent $320 on a media book that we barely used in class. It's a scam. Yeah.
I also like never read the books. I like had a really hard time reading the books, and I got them all on tape. I'm like, why do I need this?
Guys, I have three kids. Our 529 plan probably won't cover all their schooling, but it's making a really good dent. We're still contributing to the 529, and hopefully we'll be able to make it without getting loans. So for those who aren't that familiar, a 529 plan is basically a tax-advantaged school savings account, mm-hmm. which I believe is just only used for education.
Yeah.
That's it. You set money aside, you could pull it out eventually.
Right.
And then we have one listener that says, do not feel bad, your daughter's six. You got plenty of time. My daughter is a senior in high school and will absolutely be taking out loans to go to college.
Yeah.
So you go into Brockport, intern Joe over here. Mm-hmm. You're graduating in the next 3-4 weeks, something like that?
28 days, I want to say.
Did you, have to take out a bunch of loans?
I did.
I guess what I'm asking.
I didn't qualify for a lot of scholarships because right. I was a transfer student. They don't really like to.
And you're 40, so.
Right, totally.
Oh, I'm dead.
But I guess I was able to keep on just federal loans the whole time.
So you, but I guess what I'm asking too is that you're not going to have, or are you, a ton of debt when you graduate?
Not a ton. I mean, a bit, but not a ton.
Yeah. See, yeah. I mean, this is, and I don't know how much this hurts for parents as much as it does for the kid that went to college, but my buddy still owns $90,000 in school debt.
He went to a private school though. Your buddy did. For sure.
No, he went to Chicago, but he's not using the degree that he went to school for
that he graduated with.
And I'm like, that's got to be really painful.
Yeah. This person says, I feel extremely guilty that I never set up a college fund for my daughter. She's 38 with $100,000 in college debt, and she never lets me forget it. Something is better than nothing. If your kids are young, start now. Even $10 a week would be helpful. I'm haunted on a daily basis that I didn't do more to help.
Oh, you did the best you can. You don't know.
That's crazy.
You know? You're doing the best you can as a parent just trying to feed your kids, but, you know.
Yeah, something I always say is, like, go to a state school, especially if you didn't have a ton saved up beforehand.
Right.
Because, like,
go to a community college for 2 years and then go to a state school, SUNY school.
Yeah, because there's no sense in paying $80,000 a year.
I'm going to Quinnipiac. Okay, well, you're going to be in $200,000 in student loans. So, same.
Yeah, so guys, the 529 plan, that is your best bet. You could set that up at a bank. And like everyone here is saying, $10-$15 a week, you take it right out of your check. It goes right into the account. It's the best thing you could possibly do. So no, Chrissy, he's six. It's not too late. You could start today.
You do you, boo.
Thanks, guys, for the messages. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Not great news, but it's important to keep you informed and keep your head on a swivel at all times, especially at the Family Dollar on Lyle Ave.
Oof.
Yesterday, it was robbed at gunpoint, and police found the vehicle. They tried to pull the car over. The suspect drove away, obviously, initiating a police chase.
Mm-hmm.
Then the suspect's car sideswiped another vehicle, causing the car to hit the curb, blowing out the passenger tires. It was dramatic. It was a dramatic scene. After all four people in the car tried to run away, it took four people to rob a Family Dollar. No chop. There were no injuries to the suspects, but a 31-year-old woman and three men were caught, 31, 38, 48, and 52. All of this for a couple of bucks. I just don't get it. How much money can you possibly be stealing from a Family Dollar?
Yeah.
How much money do you think they have stored in the register? Tell me. I'm dying to
$30.
know. $30. And you did it at gunpoint?
Yeah.
It's like, give me everything in the register. I have $1.25.
They each walked away with $7.50. Yeah.
What are you possibly getting out of this?
Most places drop their drawer as soon as they get 200 in the till.
Absolutely.
And it's like 200 drop.
All of this for just a couple of bucks for people. And I mean, I don't
they,
know
like,
their
took shampoo on the way out.
I don't know their backstory, but I guess when you know you're hard up for cash, you take some serious desperate measures. The driver who was sideswiped was a 46-year-old man, complained of upper body pain, but refused medical treatment at the scene because we all know how expensive that was probably going to cost the poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, can I borrow some of that money they stole from Family Dollar? This is still an ongoing investigation and charges will be determined. Coming up on the show, I've developed a weird obsession.
I'm worried.
I'm going to be vulnerable.
I'm very worried for you.
Coming up, the next segment, I'm going to be a little vulnerable and tell you what I've been doing for the last 2 months secretly.
Oh, my God.
Last night, I found myself naked in my kitchen. I was naked and afraid at 10:30 at night with the lights off. I'm like, what am I doing?
This
what
is...
am I doing right now?
We might need to call someone.
We need to call
a question
lot of people.
I want to ask is how many of you have developed a weird obsession?
How many of you have been naked and afraid of your kitchen at 3 a.m.?
We'll talk about it coming up next. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So some of you may know, I've been on kind of a health kick journey the last month or so. And I feel like I've been doing well. However...
I know what you're about to say, I think.
I don't think you do. In the last couple of months, I developed this weird obsession. And I'm not really sure where it exactly came from because I don't have an addictive personality.
I do.
And it may not be, I know you do. It may not be the healthiest obsession. Do you want to take a stab at what it might be?
Wait, is it you eating peanut butter in the middle of the night? Oh, okay.
No, but I did do that.
Yeah, you did do that. I did that too. That's why I was like, we're the same.
I did it Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Oh.
No,
just
this
a spoonful
one.
In the middle of the night. Just got it. You got to do it.
No, I'll do you one better than that. Okay. Every night I've been stuffing my face with raw cookie dough. Like a lot of it.
And like with egg?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I think I might be pregnant, you guys. Last night I got ready for bed. I flossed. I brushed my teeth and I'm laying in bed. And all of a sudden I thought to myself, you know what? I think I want some cookie dough.
Oh my God.
Once again. So here I am standing naked in my kitchen at 10:30 at night. eating cookie dough in the dark. And I feel like, you know, maybe I just hit a new low point.
No, fully.
And I love it. I love it. And I'm waiting for the cravings to go away and to get tired of it, but they haven't yet, and it's been over a month.
So
you're doing this daily?
Nightly?
Yeah, like I eat it a lot. Last night.
Why do you keep cookie dough in your house like that? Do you have a tub?
Yeah.
You have a tub?
I have a tub, but I can.
Oh, you need help.
So you know what I did last night to switch it up? I covered it in peanut butter and put chocolate sprinkles on top.
He's like, I'm on a health kick. I'm on a health journey.
He says, I'm trying to lower my cholesterol.
No, fully.
But you know what I'm going
to
do?
He goes, but I accidentally walked to the fridge and put three things on top of the already raw cookie dough. You're going to get salmonella.
I want to ask you guys, what is some of your weirdest obsessions? 585-252-9800. Does anyone still eat raw cookie dough? Have you gotten sick from it? Because everyone says to be careful of the raw eggs, but I only eat the chocolate chip Toll House right out of the bucket with a spoon. And yes, like I said, I switched it up last night with peanut butter and a couple of chocolate sprinkles.
So that's not good at all.
Not at all.
Well.
All right. So I'm not judging for the cookie dough with the egg because we all love some cookie dough.
Yeah.
It's the nightly occurrence for me.
Yeah, it's. You've created a habit now, Moose.
Also, like, he's like, I've been working really hard to get my cholesterol down. First of all, you're also not
sucking down creatine and protein every day.
You are not supposed to eat right before bed, especially something as high carb, fat, and sugar as well.
Well, last night
was going to sit in the stomach.
Well, last night was a rare occurrence because I would never get up that late to have a snack. I don't do it. Usually I stop eating by 7 and I don't eat till 12 the next day. So the intermittent fasting absolutely helps, but that's just part of my lifestyle now. But there's been a couple of times, like the other night, where I had to get up and I was like, I'm starving. And it was 11:30 at night and I went into the kitchen and had 3 tablespoons of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And I left this out, but I also put a couple of chocolate sprinkles on those tablespoons.
Oh, Moose.
What is wrong? You're a monster. You can't be stopped.
I think I'm pregnant.
What?
It's the eggs.
We got to figure out.
It's the eggs.
We should do a segment on the show where we figure out who the father is.
It's the eggs. It's Joe.
I don't know who this person
is. What do you guys do when I leave the studio, but whatever.
What's your weird obsession? We all got one. What's that TV show, My Weird Obsession?
My Strange Addiction.
My Strange Addiction. Yeah. Remember the girl that was eating baby powder on the daily?
Remember the guy who was screwing his car? My favorite episode.
Oh, his car's name was Chase.
And then he broke up with him and the car broke up, and then he moved on to an amusement park ride, like a carny ride.
This is like a TLC TV show. They interviewed the dad, and he's like, so I caught my son having sex with the car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that's...
This girl was drinking her own piss at one point, but these things happen.
Not Bear Grylls.
Anyways.
I started collecting receipts. I have boxes full of them from the last 3 years.
So I used to do that, too. I used to have an accordion folder for every receipt I've ever had, because I was like, oh, I'll return this one day. But little did I know, the receipt expires after a year, so.
Well, I don't know what you, I mean, I guess it makes sense if you have a business, you're keeping them for tax purposes.
Right.
No, I just wanted to return things.
I mean, I get fed up if I have one CVS receipt.
You know me.
Well, yeah,
I will rip the TJ Maxx wall art off the wall after 3 years and go try and return it. That's me, through and through.
This is odd. Greg says, when I walk past chairs, I have to run my hand and fingertips across the back. Especially chairs with spindles.
What?
Those are particularly satisfying. Somebody call the police.
I'm terrified.
Let's get Greg on a list, shall we? Let's go over to Ashley. Hi, good morning, Moose and Breeze. My husband used to enjoy the smell of gasoline. I used to find him in the garage just smelling the fumes. It was odd, but luckily, he no longer does it. Why did he pass?
Literally. That high's crazy. So when I was younger, not so much anymore, but my brother, same way too. We loved the smell of our musty basement.
It's just mold.
We loved it.
I think what it is, it's a core memory. Like when I smell mothballs today, that's the only thing that brings back memories of my grandma and grandpa's attic.
Ew.
Dude, those things are supposed to smell bad.
Also, why were you in the attic? Well,
that's where they kept all of the cool stuff, you know, like the antiques and the train sets and all that. So I used to go up there and play.
Go upstairs and play in the attic. Okay, Grandma.
That's what I did.
Eating mothballs in the corner.
Shut up.
This person says,
I've been eating raw cookie dough for 60 years and I've never gotten sick of it.
How long?
60.
60 years?
I didn't know
they made it.
That's a testament.
It's delicious, you guys. It absolutely is delicious. This person, no name, but I can understand why. Hey, guys, this is weird, but I love rubbing earlobes. My own don't count, so it's hard to fulfill these days.
That's odd.
Honestly, I kind of get that. Like, I love a nice earlobe.
I do, too.
When it's pierced, it kind of ruins it because they're not, like, as squishy because there's a hard center, but...
I don't care. I'm going to admit this because I did it to be funny. So me and Duffy down the hall, we're at the urinals together and we're both peeing. And
today?
No. And I reached over the stall and I rubbed his earlobe and I said, how's the show going so far?
You're a sick individual.
He goes, I've never wanted to run out of a bathroom faster than I do right now.
But his pants were around his ankles. So.
Okay. Moose, they sell cookie dough without the eggs, so it's safe to consume without worrying about getting sick.
They do. Yeah, and listen, I've looked into it, and it is like $70 for like a 4-ouncer.
No, so. It's just, I need Toll House. That's the only thing that's yummy in my tummy.
Okay. Okay. Again, you need help.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. We have a lot of questions that we need to gear towards our intern, Joe. Now,
who we love,
we are
and
huge,
who we're obsessed with.
We are. We do love you, buddy. You've been doing a great job.
Thank you, huge advocates
for mental health
mm-hmm.
and mental health awareness. We've talked about this all the time on the show. This week, you were supposed to come in on Tuesday and you decided you wanted to take a mental health day. So at 7:00 at night, you text us and say, hey, I won't be in tomorrow.
I just need a mental health day.
I'm like, okay, the intern needs a mental health day. No problem.
I'm like, me too, Joe. I get it.
So the question I wanted to ask you, and that's We're just asking questions mm-hmm. because you have every right to take off. What exactly did your mental health day consist of? What do you do?
And before you get into that, we were discussing this because, like, we're all, like, quasi different generations. Like, he's tail beginning of millennial, I'm tail end, you're Gen Z.
Yeah.
And your generation has done such a better job than ours at work-life balance
Big
and
time.
Taking that mental health day and being like, yeah, I'm really, like, overwhelmed. So I think that's just, like, the difference that we're trying to educate our listeners about as well. So what did you do?
So first of all, I slept in.
Love.
Okay. Granted, for me, that's only sleeping until, like, 7 o'clock, but, like, that's right. still that's still three extra hours
right.
of sleep that I didn't have prior.
Sure.
And then I didn't have my watch on. I put my phone face down. I didn't answer.
You put it on do not disturb.
No, I just kept it far enough away from me that I wouldn't hear if it vibrated.
Sure.
Got it.
So I just made it so that I was only alerted to things when I wanted to.
Yeah.
When I wanted to talk to someone, that's when I would pick up my phone. I wouldn't just see my phone go off and
doom scroll, brain rot, things
yeah.
like that.
Because a lot of us, when we need a mental health day, I've never taken one in my entire life. That's not like a flex or anything. I just never
right.
actually.
You should.
Thought I was. I never thought I was actually allowed to do that, especially with what I do. I just never felt like, hey, taking a mental health check day, I'm not going to be in. Well, questionable. You're allowed. Now, Breezy and I had a couple of. We started
some like weird theories. We were actually like quite nervous about you.
We started discussing why you weren't actually coming in. And I want you to be fully honest with us and tell us if we're close, okay?
Okay.
We made up so many stories.
Here's why I thought you weren't coming in. Monday, Joe comes on the show and tells us that
his credit card was hacked, his debit card.
He's got no money, the kid.
Yeah.
But so
no access to money.
He's got no access to money. No hard cash, nothing.
Right.
And this is where it gets a little hairy. He goes on the air and I said, why don't you just have your girlfriend pay for dinner for that night? Because you guys had a date. You're supposed to go out, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, in not so many words, us collectively refer to her as cheap if she doesn't. We made her look cheap. And we thought she was all like cool about it until... Because I've seen this movie, I've produced
Moose was projecting. Let's just put it for what it is.
You met up with her that night, and she let you have it.
Laid into you.
So you were just so distraught over it that you're
like, I'm never
going to
hang out with those two ever again.
And then the other theory was you did the drinking Olympics this past weekend, and you had how many twisted teas?
Like 47.
Too many.
You had over 18.
Goes, legally, I can't disclose.
Yeah, in less than 4 hours. And you got really, really sick. And I thought that's another reason why. Are we close?
And then I thought that something like really bad happened with your card. Like you went to the bank and they're like, you actually owe us $3,000.
No. So the weekend beer
No
Olympics
to all
thing,
the above?
Right. So the beer Olympics thing happened on Saturday. I was good by Monday morning.
Got it.
But it for me, it was just like I got overwhelmed with like class and
right.
all of the work. And I kind of got ripped into in class for not doing a project the right way.
But not by Big Red.
No.
Okay. Good.
Your girlfriend.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I just was like, all the people in the class that kind of like ripped into me mm-hmm. are like in a meeting that I had after class. And I was like, I don't want to be around these people right now.
Right.
Because they like.
They rubbed
put
you the
me
wrong
in a
way.
Bad
yeah.
headspace.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I was like, hey, I'm not going to be able to make this meeting. I need to take a mental health day. I was like, I'm going to mentally break.
And then you couldn't come on the air the next morning.
Yeah. Because I was
like hey, guys. And they're like, I thought Joe was taking a mental health day and he's talking to all of Rochester right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And typically, I just assume that when someone takes a mental health day, I mean, you're going to decompress any way you want, but there was no bubble bath, no Epsom salt bath.
I don't
no
have a bathtub at my apartment.
No
like,
sauna.
I live in a dorm. I am proud of you for taking the time that you needed, but also for not, because like I so many times have seen this tale play out time and time again where like, I need mental health day. And then someone's just like rotting in their bed, scrolling on their phone. I'm like, no, you're like depleting your mental health by doing that.
Right.
Like you're like, oh, well, I'm relaxing. It's like, no, but you're brain rotting on TikTok for 5 hours that you could have been at work. So I'm proud of you for like actually just unplugging and making sure that you were like, I'm going to actually do what I feel I need to do, which is shut the world out.
Yeah. Do you think Gen Zers are way more likely to take a mental health day than somebody who's a millennial?
Yeah. So there's at my previous job, there's only one person who's been hired who's younger than I am. And they have taken a couple mental health days. Mm-hmm. And this week,
he's like once a week.
This week is the first time I've ever taken a mental health day in my whole life.
Well, like, I'm proud of you.
Well, how did you feel afterwards?
Yeah, did you feel good?
I felt relaxed. I feel much better today than I did on Monday, especially towards the evening. So do you think it did what it needed to do.
Yeah, that was my next question. How was your day yesterday? Because this all happened Tuesday. You took the health day, mental health day Tuesday. You went on about with your life Wednesday. Did you feel like on top of the world, ready to go?
I felt more ready for the day than I had days prior.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you were to come in and hang out with us, I feel like that would contribute to your mental health and feeling a lot better. But you decided you want to be in bed instead.
Yeah.
And I needed that sleep. I also
work him like a dog, so.
on Monday night, I went to bed at like 8 p.m. Like
You were out, dude.
I was out.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're burnt out, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm glad you feel better. You do a lot for us on the show, and we love having you, man. You've crushed it. We've had a lot of interns. You've gone above and beyond, and so I was more than happy that you took some time for yourself. You.
But I will say, I don't know how this happened. She kind of just showed up. We did have someone replace you on Tuesday.
Yeah, we did. We had.
We're like, you're irreplaceable, except for Sabrina. She did come in.
It was a senior from, Our Lady Mercy. But so your girlfriend's not, you guys aren't breaking up?
No.
Oh. No. It would have made the story a lot more interesting.
Moose was like rooting for your downfall. I don't know.
There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Let's dive into all of those unpopular opinions this morning. What's up, guys? It's There I Said It. 585-252-9800 is the number to call to clear the air. Yeah. All right, who's here first this morning? Let's go over to our boy Sean that was texting in. Good morning, Sean. Why is licking your plate after the end of your meal socially unacceptable? I paid for it. I should be able to finish every crumb. No shame.
John, sweetie. Show them. You're not a four-legged friend.
That's why you give it to the four-legged friend.
Right.
Show them what that tongue do, Sean.
Oh, my God. Moose with cookie dough at 3 a.m. in his fridge. I really have something that's annoying me a lot that I just am going to rip.
Okay, go ahead.
Katy Perry going to space genuinely pisses me off. There, I said it. And it might just be because I absolutely hate her. Like, I don't like her at all. She irks the you-know-what out of me. I don't know what it is. She just has a very, like, punchable face.
Jeez.
Sorry. Gosh. I'm so aggressive, and I don't believe in violence.
That's
but, like,
so unwomanly. Unwomanly
I know,
of
that's
you.
That's very not girl's that's, girl of me, but I just not. Like, cannot stand her. And her being in space right now is like making me really irate.
She's back home, no?
I think. Listen, people are saying it was staged.
Really?
They came out of that capsule with no helmet on.
She would.
All their makeup was perfect.
She would do anything for attention, so that makes sense.
What gets me is there's no scorch marks on the pod they returned in.
None.
Like, I don't believe that
they
went out
there. Did anyone see them go up?
No one saw
anything. It's all fake. She's going to release an album next week. Interstellar. Like, it's just, I don't know.
I know. A lot of people are bothered by this. A little bit. I'm not going to lie. It bothered me a little bit because they're not.
She says she's paving the way for women. No. What?
Like, if I fly on a Southwest flight, am I suddenly the pilot? Like, why are we calling them crew members? They're not. They're not crew members.
Wait, whoa. They're saying that?
Yes. They did nothing to...
Hell no.
But that's what I'm saying. They didn't do anything to facilitate this mission. You know what I'm saying? They just strapped in and barely touched the surface, but they were only up there for the same amount of time it takes to heat up a Hot Pocket.
Moose.
There, I said it.
To be honest, if you do fly a Spirit Airline flight, you are a crew member. So they're putting you to work.
No, that's 100% accurate. Let's go over to Tina. I just want to say I can appreciate Breezy's passion for bed rotting.
Yeah.
I think being alone in bed with the blinds closed for an entire weekend, even if it's super nice out, is the best way to spend your time there. I said it.
It's so amazing.
That sounds incredibly depressing.
Yeah, there's nothing I've ever been more passionate about in my entire life.
Catch me outside, not in my bed.
Look how beautiful it is.
It's beautiful out there.
It's going to be this way all day today. Now imagine you in your bed with all the blinds closed. That's called depression.
I can't wait. I'm like running home to do it.
You suck.
That is what I need to unwind.
Jack Black is not funny. His new movie is not funny. His jokes are not funny. There, I said it. Somebody doesn't like Jack Black.
I agree.
He's one of the most generous people I've ever met.
Met him?
Yeah, he used to frequent the Starbucks next to my apartment building I used to go to. And we had a homeless guy outside named Bougie. And Bougie
doesn't fit.
Every time I see Jack Black come out of Starbucks, he'd always hand this guy $100. And then Bougie would come up to me. He's like, "You see Jack?" I was like, "Yeah." "Did he give you more money?" He go, "Pull out a $100 bill." Guy's so generous. You just, talk with him for a little while, talk about the movies he did. And I was like, "Yo, next time you see him, holler at me so I can come through."
He was just walking around with his Cash App open.
Holding a cup. Change.
I'm like, "Oh my God, I loved you in Minecraft." Yeah, I mean, listen, I think what the problem that I have with him is like all of his roles are the same. I don't like actors and actresses who are pigeonholed into one specific role and typecasted for every single piece of...
You heard it here. She doesn't like The Rock.
Yeah, she doesn't. At the end of the day...
Or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
At the end of the day, if you're a working actor and you're making a buttload of money, just keep doing what you're doing. It doesn't matter.
Or Hulk Hogan. They're all the same, just different font.
Intern Joe, what's up?
You don't owe anyone closure. There, I said it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You're so mysterious.
We literally ask him zero questions about himself, and you're so mysterious, Joe.
He always keeps the people on their toes. And when I say the people, it's us. We're talking about us. We are the people.
Yeah, that's interesting. Not everybody owes everybody closure.
Right.
Where did that come from?
Stemming deep down within.
You owe someone closure.
Saw someone in the parking lot yesterday, and I was like, they have had their roommates reach out to me to ask for closure, and I'm like, I'm not.
That's also like the most immature thing I've ever heard, so tell them to kick rocks with an open-toe shoe. Moose, what's yours for today?
I think Good Luck has the best burger.
That's just being in Rochester.
No.
Being a Rochesterian.
No. Here's the thing.
It's a hot take.
It is. It's a love-hate relationship because I can't stand that they make me assemble it. Okay? It's not right. You can't
do
that to people.
It's $40.
It's still the best in Rochester, but I shouldn't have to put it together myself. I don't like doing it. Here's your lettuce.
But it's choose your own adventure.
No, I don't want that. Come built. I'm not working.
Also, all they give you is a side of like coleslaw and one slice of cheese. It's not a heavy lift.
But it's not even melted on. And it's still good. But you should melt it. You really should.
All right. Maybe one of these days I'll just have to bring in a burger for Moose.
You should bring in a burger for him and then a Big Mac for me. We got to do that taste test live on air.
There's a place in Henrietta that just got one of the best burger joints in all of New York, the state of New York. We should go try it.
Okay.
I forget the name of it. I'll find out. Look what Breezy started. Caitlin goes, "Yeah, I agree with Breezy. Katy Perry's trip to space is the most ridiculous news in the media today. And these ladies think they were on a space expedition. Don't make me laugh. You were up there for 3 minutes. You're not astronauts. You just simply took a quick tour." There, I said it. Damn, Caitlin. Oh my God.
I don't like her.
Oh, yeah.
They're not astronauts. They just play one on TV.
Okay. All right.
Is this a ploy to like come out with a new
I don't know
movie or... album.
Let's go to one more. Jill is here. I saw a girl this morning at the Starbucks drive-thru holding up the line because she was taking selfies. It was cringe. Get over yourself, people. You're not that important or good looking. There, I said it.
That was literally me, so sorry, queen.
What is the craziest engagement story you have? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Some people like to half-ass their engagement. You know, not put a lot of thought into it. Kind of like my buddy from high school who was waiting on one knee in front of the bathroom door for his girlfriend to come out. I kid you not. She was going potty. That marriage lasted 10 months.
Yeah.
Some people like to do it in front of crowds of people, like sporting events or Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Others like to do it over FaceTime. Let's get to our listener, Samantha, on the phone this morning, who says her sister's engagement story is somewhat hard to beat. Hi, good morning, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Moose and Breezy.
Hi. Okay, let me buckle in for this one. Tell us exactly what's happening with your sister.
Yeah, so thanks for having me on the show. I love you guys together, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So when it comes to crazy engagement stories, my younger sister has apparently been talking to a guy and nobody in the family was aware of it. And she's really, really shy. And so when my mom and I found out she had a boyfriend, we were just floored, not for any other reason than she's not good at keeping secrets.
Yeah. And is she your younger sister?
Yeah, she's 2 years younger. And apparently they'd been together for a year and nobody knew about it.
Yeah, that's a long time. But why the secret, though?
Well, I don't really know. So my dad, of course, told my sister to invite him out to dinner and we can all meet him. And she said, that's not possible. And we said, well, why is that not possible? And she says, because he lives in Bangladesh.
What?
He lives in Bangladesh.
Right?
Oh, that's quaint.
It's not great.
Right?
How did they meet, though? I have a lot of questions. So they've been dating for a whole year while he's in Bangladesh. Tell us the story how they met.
Hang on to your seats. I hope you're sitting down. So weird. It's not typically how we do things in our family. We're very close. We're like get together over red sauce and talk too much over each other. We're loud.
Yeah.
And my parents are a lot more on the traditional side, but my sister and this guy met on Chit Chat. Do you know that?
Chit Chat?
I've never heard of it.
Okay,
sounds
it's a
naughty
website where you can talk. It's a website where you can talk to strangers.
Okay, that's where they met.
Yeah, so they have been, air quotes, dating for the last year. So the other weekend, he had a big announcement where the whole family got together.
Yeah.
My family in a room and his parents in a room in Bangladesh, which was already a stretch for dad and mom.
Yeah, I mean, what's the time difference for that?
A lot.
Yeah, right?
A lot. Like, it was dinner, but it was not for us. And I don't know, really, honestly, his parents looked a little bit freaked out, too. Like, these nice Bangladeshi parents. And he proposed to my sister over FaceTime.
What the hell?
It was so earnest, but it was so horrifying at the same time. And my sister was so happy.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, she just got engaged, but she got engaged over FaceTime.
Right. And so now they're getting married, but they have never met in person.
They've never actually met in person.
No. She doesn't know what this man smells like.
That is so bizarre. I mean, you know, congrats to your sister and you having a future brother-in-law, but what are the odds that this actually works out?
Right. I mean, I feel like it could be a scam. And my dad is beside himself, but he says she's 31, and what am I supposed to do? And what is he supposed to do? And I just can't help. I know, I'm sorry, I'm getting, like, so high-pitched talking about this, but I just can't help but feel like this is a really, really bad idea. And I don't know what to do. I don't.
There was nothing. What are you going to do, Samantha? There's nothing you can do. She's a grown woman. She made her decision. Could it be a scam? I don't know. I mean, did your dad or your mom or anyone in the family have an opportunity to talk to him and get to know him?
No, because we were all there together and we've never gotten to speak to him alone.
Oh, but you said hi. You got an idea of who he is and stuff like that.
Sure, a little bit, but he's very focused on my sister. He also seems to be quite shy.
Yeah.
It's
match made in heaven.
Wow, this is weird. I'm not.
And I don't know where they're going to live, or even if they're going to live in the same country.
So they've been, I guess you can call it dating. They've been pen pals for a year. He lives in Bangladesh. Your sister lives here in Rochester, and he proposes the other weekend over FaceTime after talking for a year. And your sister seemed genuinely excited and happy about it, so she said yes. How do you marry someone you've never met in person?
I mean, it's every reality show ever. No,
but people have AI girlfriends and boyfriends, so I mean, it's not less crazy than anything else that's happening. But it's my sister, and I love her so much, and part of me wants to say, don't you want to like have touched your husband once before meeting him, and don't you want to know if he like smells good to you? Because you should marry someone who smells delicious to you, I personally feel.
Right.
And
yeah, the smell is definitely important, though, I will say that.
I'm a pheromonal person, you know? Like,
yeah, because if the dude constantly reeks of BO, that's a problem.
Well, you know, some people are off-putting. Like, you know, some people you meet and you're just like, nope, can't stand that. That's not going to work.
Not going to do that, yeah.
I don't know. I think your engagement story really, it's going to be hard to beat. To be quite honest, it's like you want to shake your sister and tell her to wake up. You know what I mean? But you can't.
I do a little bit. It's just she's never actually had a relationship before, and I know how much that hurts.
Right.
So she doesn't have a lot to compare it to.
Yeah, and I think she just wanted to have somebody so badly that she has overlooked the fact that this is actually not really a relationship.
Where do you think they would get married? Here or there?
Maybe in the ocean? I don't know.
I want to go to Bangladesh.
Help me figure out how to stop the wedding. I don't. I know
that's above our pay grade. Well, Samantha, incredible story. Best of luck to your sister. And, of course, congratulations on your new brother-in-law.
Stop. Okay. You're not invited anymore.
That's okay. All right.
That's okay. We're not coming anyways.
All right, well, good luck, Samantha. I appreciate you calling up on the show this morning.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Okay, have the best day. Okay, a part of me feels like this could be a potential
scam.
But I don't know. What do I know? You know what I mean? I feel bad for her, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's something out of a movie. I'm telling you.
Fully.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this? Hello, PXY. I see Tommy's on hold. Hi, Tommy, you there?
Hey, Moose, Breezy, how are you?
How are you, Tommy? What's up, buddy?
Oh, hey,
Tommy.
Man, how's it going?
Well, you know, love is in the air, and obviously with that, I'm feeling it, and I have a great story of true love being found in the strangest of ways.
Go for it.
Spill your guts.
Well, of course, if anyone needs any introduction, it's Tommy B, the Golden Bachelor, 6 feet tall, 600 credit score, cryptocurrency enthusiast. So I went on a date with this really, really nice girl back in Los Angeles, and we had a great time. But, you know, I could tell something was a little off with her, and, you know, at the end of the night, we were saying goodbye, and she's like, well, I have to let you know, I'm going to Colombia on a vacation.
Okay.
For 3 weeks, and I said, okay, no problem. Have a great time, and we'll reconnect when you get back. Well, we didn't reconnect when we got back because she brought back her fiancé from the vacation as a souvenir for me, I guess.
She's like, I got you something while I was away.
And I have to say, I was really excited about that date. It went really well, and ironically, years later, we did end up dating again, like 5 years later. She had divorced this guy. They had a baby, and we ended up dating again. And it didn't work out that time, which makes me wonder if maybe we're not meant to be.
Or, Tommy, you give it one more go. Third time is a charm.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah, that didn't bother you the first go around? You were just like, let me go ahead and stick this one out and see if there's actually some magic in the air?
Well, you know, you got to buy the dip, Moose. We've learned that recently. You know, you got to wait for the stocks to tumble, and then you get your return on investment.
Yeah, right. That is true.
Okay, right. Plus a kid.
Plus a kid and another, you having a husband, too.
Plus a bonus child, yes.
Right. Thanks for the story, man. We love you.
All right, love you guys too. See you later.
All right, bye.
He goes, you know, I'm still looking for her.
For whatever reason, Samantha's story, this reminded me of how bizarre this wedding was. So my best friend's brother-in-law gets married, okay? They had this beautiful wedding in Buffalo, 300 people there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the bride and groom come down with COVID.
Oh,
serious COVID. So what they did was they still dressed up. He put his tux on. She put her wedding gown on. And then they had cardboard cutouts of them at the wedding with an iPad for their face.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, and they did it. They made the news, too. But everybody still went to the wedding.
Were you there?
No.
Oh.
Everybody still went to the wedding. I saw the photos and videos. And it was them in their living room via FaceTime at their own wedding. Can you imagine?
The dumbest thing I've ever
heard. I was like, I'm still going to my wedding.
I would risk it for the biscuit. If you're not comfortable, don't come to my wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
All right, we're going to take a quick break, guys. Thanks for the text on this one. It's PXY Mornings.